Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Don't forget tomorrow, Preds fans, Smashville Live. We have Ryan out. Well, nope. Nope.
Nope. We just updated that.
Nope.
You got the old one. We'll get you the new one.
Austin Watson and?
Yes.
Okay. Tomorrow at Cool Springs Brewhouse South, located at 1855 Galleria Boulevard. That's from 7 until 8 o'clock. That's tomorrow night, 7 to 8. Smashville Live, Brewhouse South, 1855 Galleria Boulevard. That's on the back end of Cool Springs Galleria, if you're familiar with the mall area. And tomorrow night's Smashville Live is brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka, Yeehaw Brewing Company, Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, and Red Spirits and Wine. Good work by Dan Shanka from Our Lads Scouting Service. As always, you know anytime you say anything bad about Jordan Love, that there will be a radar in Teron Davenport's house, and it will go off, just kind of like a tornado warning signal. And if you are saying bad things about Jordan Love, that siren will go off in the Davenport house, and he will immediately pick up the bat phone and call. He has done that right now. TD, what's up?
What's going on? I think you're kind of misphrasing this thing. I mean, I do like Jordan Love as a prospect, but I'm not going to say he's immune from criticism.
No, you love Love.
I see what you did there. That's good.
You don't like Love. You love Love. Do you not?
Love
has read the room.
He's an outstanding prospect, and I think the problem with a lot of the takes on him, I think it's just a matter of, I just find it interesting that these same things that apply to Love don't apply to a guy like a Josh Allen, who for his career at Wyoming had inconsistent accuracy and had high turnovers. You could turn on the championship game where he threw two interceptions. You just watched DeMonte Casey's a highlight reel, and it's littered with interceptions of Josh Allen. I just think that we need to balance the way that we look at all of these prospects. Jordan Love, of course, he had the interceptions last year, but there are definite reasons for them. I've watched all of his games. There were some throws, admittedly, and I've put the video on Twitter, you know, where it's just, all right, son, you can't make that throw. I don't know what you were seeing, but there's no way that you missed that linebacker, and he stepped in the passing lane and picked it off. But then there are other throws where he makes outstanding reads, where he extends the pocket, extends the play, escapes the pocket, and makes a play down the field. It's happened multiple times. So I think with Jordan Love, you have to look at the full body of pitcher. I think too oftentimes you get caught up in looking at last year, but you have to also look at the previous year. And I think when you look at the two combined, he is a prospect that is definitely a first-round potential.
In all seriousness, I was just having fun. I have no idea why you called in. You're always welcome to call in. But what, obviously something you wanted to weigh in on, something you heard in that interview. So I'll just kind of turn it over to you.
Well, no, I wanted to talk about the running backs a little
bit.
And also the pass rushers, because I think when you look at the running back group, I think there is a drop-off from your guys. I think the top two are J.K. Dobbins and DeAndre Swift. It's no secret. You know, I've spoken about Swift for quite some time now. I watched the kid in high school, so definitely, you know, very positive on him. And I think after those two guys, there is a drop-off. And a lot of people will mention Jonathan Taylor, but, you know, you have the fumble issues with him. He is a back that definitely ran for a lot of yards. But I think a first-round pick on Swift would not be a bad idea, you know, especially if somehow Derrick Henry is not retained. But I think he's definitely a first-round talent. But then you go from there, and the next group of guys, I think, is definitely, you know, a different tier. And, you know, where you're talking about Cam Akers, you know, you're talking about Keyshawn Vaughn, which Chase, you mentioned. I think there is a difference. You know, you talk about Zach Moss or some of these other guys. There's definitely a difference. So when you look at the two tiers, you know, I think there's more of a drop off from the top tier of running back to the second tier of running back than there is edge rusher. And, you know, you look at some of these guys, whether it's Bradley Anae, Josh Uche, these are names that I've mentioned, you know, Zach Bond, you know, there are a bunch of guys, Marlon Davidson, that you could get in the second round that will give you similar production to what you would get at 29 if you were to pick an edge rusher.
Teron Davenport, ESPN, is with us. And, you know, one thing you and I have talked about back on Chase and TD and then, you know, when you've been coming on the show, since we know the Titans are going to pick at 29, is I look at that position as best player available that fits the needs that you have. And I think a need of this team that maybe we're not talking about enough is going to be the secondary, because who knows what's going to happen at corner with Logan Ryan. I mean, he's most likely not coming back. Malcolm Butler is going to be making a lot of money. You expect him to come back, but I think that that's a position they have to look at. So are there some corners that you like that you would spend that first-round pick on at 29?
Yeah, I mean, two that jump off right off the bat, you know, you got Trayvon Diggs, Stephon Diggs, his younger brother, and I could see him being there at 29, and if he is, that's a guy they should absolutely jump on. You also have a guy in Christian Fulton out of LSU, you know, he's a player, you know, and he brings size just like Diggs. He brings size and length to the position and athleticism. So, I mean, those are two guys. I mean, you could mention a Jeff Gladney, another one that is really good down there in TCU. You know, he's another corner, very athletic. He's someone that could turn and run with some of these speedy guys. So that's someone, and obviously, if you don't go corner in the first round, you could come back in the second round. And I've mentioned his name over and over again. I watched three of his games yesterday. One against Oklahoma, which was from 2018. And this is, again, why you have to go back further than last year. I watched him go against Marquise Brown. I watched him go against Arizona State with N'Keal Harry. And then I watched him go against Stanford with J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. And that's Darnay Holmes. And that kid right there, he can legitimately fly. And I watched him stick with Marquise Brown from the slot position, right, on a post, and he broke it up. I watched him turn and run with him, a beautiful baseball turn. He was kind of beat at the line of scrimmage, but he turned and ran with Brown down the field and picked the ball off. And this was Kyler Murray throwing the football. Then I watched him guard N'Keal Harry, as I said, and this is a bigger 6'4", 200-plus-pound receiver. But he wouldn't let him body him up on the slant, and he drove on the ball and picked it off and took it back 30 yards for a touchdown. And then you look at going against Arcega-Whiteside, one of the best deep threats. You know, he turned and ran with him, perfectly angled him towards the sideline to eliminate that cushion, went up and broke up the pass. And in that game, he had a kick return. Yeah, it was that game. So, I mean, this kid is a legit player. You know, he's someone you can get in the second round that'll give you what you need as a nickel guy.
Have you watched the XFL at all? Have you been able to check it out in the first couple of weeks?
Yeah.
How much?
I have. I actually – go ahead.
No, I was going to say, how much do you think GMs are evaluating talent right now? Because I've seen some guys that are interesting to me.
Oh, yeah. I rest assured they're definitely evaluating talent. A lot of the guys from the AAFL, you know, they ended up on rosters or in camps. You know, so they're definitely evaluating. I mean, look, Logan Woodside, he is the guy that they, you know, the Titans brought back. So I think the good GMs, the ones that, you know, don't leave any stones unturned, like a John Robinson, you know, these guys that add these really good undrafted free agents or just free agents overall, like a Khalif Raymond, you know, or even do well at the back end of the draft. I think those are the guys that you'll see, you know, bringing in someone from the XFL. Phillip Walker, right? D-Mac, I text you a sidearm throw that he made for a touchdown. I mean, this kid is going to be in a camp, and I think he's a legitimate backup quarterback, if not competing for a starting job with some of these teams and what they're rolling out there under center, right? And you look at Cardale Jones, who's playing really well. A.J. Brown's quarterback, Jordan Te'amu, is also playing well. So there are some guys that are definitely showing up.
I don't know what your schedule is. Can you hang through the break? We're getting close to the combine. There's a couple more things if you have time. If you have to bounce, we understand.
Hey, listen, man, it's draft, it's football, you know. Only a couple things I love more than those, and that's religion, you know, God and my family. So I'm with you.
Well said. All right, we will come back and close out the first hour talking with TD, Tron Davenport. On the other side, Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. We're live at Pete and Terry's Tavern. David Poyle, Predators general manager, will pop in here at 11:15. We'll have our weekly chat with David here. That's coming up in the next hour. Predators and Carolina Hurricanes tonight at Bridgestone Arena. 7 o'clock puck drop, pregame at 6. Everything heard right here on 102.5 The Game. Tron Davenport is on the line with us. Talking with TD is his podcast. You need to check it out. He does really good stuff. Also on our show all the time. And we will make sure that we're talking with TD throughout the course of this offseason, because there's a lot of big things about to happen, like the combine, the free agency period, and, of course, the draft. And then you guys will also have some Friday night programming.
Sure.
You had it during the year from 6 until 8 o'clock, Chase and Teron as well. He's the NFL Nation reporter for ESPN and ESPN.com. Teron, Dan Shonka, look, the draft is subjective. I get it. It's, you know, it's tough. Everybody's got an opinion one way or the other, and that's all we can do is everybody lend their opinions. Dan seemed to be very high on this wide receiver group. The Titans, we all believe after 1 year, have hit a home run with A.J. Brown in the second round. If indeed he's saying after you get out of the first round, all those first-round receivers go, that later in the draft you can still pick up a good wide receiver in the draft, is that still something the Titans should address, in your opinion?
Yeah, I definitely think it's something they should address. And let me be clear, Dan Shonka and the group there at Arland Scouting, they do an awesome job. So I don't want to, you know, make it seem like I'm trying to degrade anything that they're saying. As far as the receivers, yeah, I think it is something that they can address and they should address. Later than the first round. Now, here's the thing, right? If they're sitting at 29 and a guy like Henry Ruggs III, who was on Talking with TD, you know, if that guy is sitting there, it's very unlikely. But if he is, hey, listen, you got to take him, right? That's that BPA that we talked about, Chase. So
best player
I think
available.
That's a guy, right? You know, and then you look at there are some guys that they could get late. I think they absolutely have to get a guy that could double as a returner, but also line up on the outside and really put fear in the hearts of the opposing defense. And, you know, it's just interesting when you have a guy like a DeSean Jackson, when you have a guy like a Tyreek Hill, defensive coordinators in the beginning of the week, you know, their first meeting, one of the first things they say is, listen, we are not going to let number 10 beat us deep. And if you could get a guy like that, that's going to spark that type of conversation in the beginning of the structure of the defensive plan, I think you're in good shape. And I feel there are guys, you know, whether it's Henry Ruggs, I think Jalen Reagor is another one, KJ Hamler, these are guys that could spark that type of fear. But me personally, I think if Tajae Sharpe moves on, the guy that they really need to target is Antonio Gandy-Golden out of Liberty. Small school kid, but you talk about being able to, you know, win at the line of scrimmage, very fluent within his routes, and then also very strong at the catch point. I think he's a guy that would definitely come in and complement the Corey Davis and A.J. Brown tandem, in addition to moving inside and playing the slot sometimes when you want to go bigger than Adam Humphries.
We saw Kansas City use speed to their advantage. We saw what A.J. Brown, the speed and breakaway skills and the big play making ability he had in his rookie season. Do you agree with the assessment of Dan Shonka that he just he said it's one of the strongest wide receiver classes he's seen since he's been doing this for many, many decades? And two, how vitally important is it, in your opinion, for them to get another speed guy, a guy who can really stretch the field?
Yeah, I fully agree with what Dan Shonka said. I mean, you could – have a good run for the money, the 14 class, right, with Odell Beckham Jr. and Brandon Cooks and Kelvin Benjamin and Sammy Watson. We could go on and on. There's a bunch of guys from that class. But I think this group is really good because top to bottom, it's basically, you know, pick what you want. You want a speed guy? Okay. You could pick from these five. You want a big guy? Okay, you got Colin Johnson and some of these other guys. Antonio Gandy-Golden, you could pick from that group. You want route runners? Okay, no problem. You have Courtney Davis. You have, Jerry Jeudy. There's an assortment. So I think that's something that's definitely true. And, again, I really feel that they have to address that position because you also have to get into a spot where you're not – having to go first round or you know, early in the draft next year to replace a Corey Davis, who I think, I mean, let's face it, right? They're probably not going to pick up the fifth year option on him. So that means he's going to move on after this year, and he'll be playing for a contract this year. And if he plays really well, he may end up outpricing himself for the Titans anyway. Me personally, I feel as if it would be better for Corey Davis to move on, to be in a different situation. But you have to prepare for that. And that's what good GMs do. So rest assured, I believe that John Robinson and the guys there are looking at the possibilities so that way they're not caught with their pants down in the draft next year. And when you have a group that's so deep like this, you definitely need to address it. Maybe not day one, right? But you could do it day two, you know, second, third round. And for sure, on day three, you could get a guy as well.
Well, guys, we got a piece of breaking news coming out from the NFL. The New Orleans Saints will have Drew Brees under center. He's announced he's coming back.
Hmm.
Not that doesn't really surprise me.
No,
but
it's just official.
Yeah, so he posted on Instagram that he will be coming back. Teron, before we let you go, the tight end position, they re-signed Anthony Firkser. We don't know what's going to happen with Delaney Walker. Do you think that tight end could be a position of need in the draft?
Yeah, I think it's a position that they could address. You know, good old Sticky Fingers is back, so that's a good thing for the Titans. That's my name for Firkser.
Yep.
But there are a couple guys, and you look at UCLA, right? You got Devin Asiasi. He's a guy who I've seen draw comparisons to Algie Crumpler. He's a 260-pounder, too. He could run that seam route. He does really well on post as well. He works the middle of the field. Very sure-handed. I could see them going after a guy like that late. You know, if they want to go a little bit early, like third round, Harrison Bryant out of Florida Atlantic, man, this kid is, you know, he's someone that has drawn George Kittle comparisons, and that's from some of the scouts I talked to down there. And you talk about catch radius, you talk about ability to run any route, and the willingness, the desire to block, it's all there. He's someone that I think could be a really good target. And, you know, Firkser, he's on a one-year deal, right? Jonnu Smith is a guy they're going to have to extend after next year, you know, after this year. So I could see them addressing that position. Draft an effing tight end, right? That's what Delaney Walker said. They may end up doing that this year.
Teron, good stuff as always. Appreciate you checking in, and we will certainly have you on here real soon. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, for sure. Anytime. Appreciate you, guys.
All right, that is Teron Davenport, ESPN, and ESPN.com is where you can find his work. Also, Talking with TD is his podcast. Really good stuff there, and you can hear him on our show all the time. We'll come back hour number two next.
Hey, guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips, and being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.